Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, you're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live with me, Andrew Herbert. Today we have a wonderful programme including new releases by Tori Freestone and our main feature, the Neil Cowley Trio's album Spacebound Apes, plus tunes from Madeline Peyrou and much more. Let's begin this hour with Spacebound Apes. It's a cosmic multimedia experience telling the tale of Abraham Lincoln and delves into the world of a middle-aged man launched into a solar system where each planet is the evocation of a particular emotion. This tune is called The City and the Stars.
Thank you.
was the Neil Cowley Trio and a tune called The City and the Stars. You heard Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Hurram bass. It's from their new album Spacebound Apes, and the title of that particular song is taken from the title of Arthur C. Clarke's novel of the same name. It was Arthur C. Clarke who scripted Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, which also influenced this album. Cowley said that he was immediately attracted to the story of Alvin, the anti-hero of The City and the Stars, and his journey to a man-made solar system where each planet has a dominant emotion or force of nature. Alvin's triumph is to conquer fear, particularly the fear of difference, so he can lead his civilization out of their isolation. The novel was written in 1955, but might have resonances in this post-Brexit world. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're previewing tunes also by Madeleine Peyrou from her new album Secular Hymns and also from previous albums. Her recording career started back in 1996 with an album called Dreamland, and she's often reminded critics of singers such as Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald and Edith Piaf. Indeed, the Times described her voice as a small, distinctive thing with all the weathered charm of a flea market antique. I think that's a compliment. She was born in Athens, Georgia, and grew up in Southern California in Brooklyn. Age 13, moved to Paris, and by 15 she was singing in her streets. The first album, Dreamland, was released in 1996. In general, she keeps a low profile and dislikes publicity. The only thing that matters, she says, is the song. Well, let's have a listen to this song. It's called Hey, Sweet Man.
Sweet man, who you give your loving to? Hey, sweet man, who you give your loving to? Got a mind to love you. Love you through and through. Hey, mama's child, ain't you been waiting for me? Hey, mama's child, ain't you been waiting for me? Thank you.
That's a lovely song called Hey Sweet Man from Madeleine Peyrou and her album Dreamland, released in 1996. We'll hear more from her voice today on In The Moment. You are listening to In The Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Now to a new release by British saxophone player Tori Freestone. Her album is called El Barranco and it's released on Whirlwind Recordings. And it tells the next chapter in the story of her development. She's been reviewed as an exceptional improviser who can spin new yarns from the most deliberately restricted of resources, just a unbugged sax, bass and drums, as one critic said. And she has an arresting Coltrane-inflected sound. The album comprises a range of different music, all through the medium of the saxophone trio, without a chordal instrument, and there's Celtic jigs and folk themes, and this tune, which is called All or Nothing at All.
Thank you.
That was a lovely tune called All or Nothing at All from Tori Freestone, saxophone, Dave Mannington bass, Tim Giles drums, and it's from their new album on Whirlwind Recordings called El Barranco. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring a new release by erstwhile pianist for Adele, Neil Cowley. The album's called Spacebound Apes, and it's developed from a time of crisis. Cowley identifies with its protagonist, Lincoln. He said he likes it more and more that things are unrehearsed. The best parts are those that you don't plan, and Cowley said he always likes things to be off the cuff. This album's all about the first and second takes, because that's where the magic happens. It's an interplanetary concept album, and the disc is preceded by an 11-chapter online blog tracing Abraham Lincoln's story. And Cowley said of the other musicians that he plays with on the album, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Hurren bass, there's no cynicism about them. It's lovely to have them around. All the time they're saying, you've got to have a go, mate. You've got to have a go. Well, let's listen to them having a go here on this tune called Hubris Major. Well, that was an atmospheric track from the Neil Cowley Trio called Hubris Major, and you heard Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Horan bass from their new album, Space Bound Apes. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And in addition to Neil Cowley's album, we've been featuring today songs from Madeleine Peyrou, and in particular her new album, which is called Secular Hymns, but also from her back catalogue. Early this hour, we heard an offering from her debut album, which was called Dreamland. Let's hear another tune from this album. In fact, we're going to hear the signature song of a popular French singer, Edith Piaf, with whom Peyrou has been compared. The song was written in 1945, and its lyrics tell of the joys of finding true love and appealing to those who had survived the difficult wartime conditions at the time. It's called La Vie en Rose.
Qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Est-ce que ça me fait quelque chose? Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place. Des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent. Heureux, heureux à en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, l'as juré pour je t'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
How lovely. That was Madeleine Peyrou and the song La Vie en Rose from her album Dreamland in 1996. We'll hear more from her together with more from our main featured album, Neil Cowley's Space Bound Apes, today here on In The Moment. Now though, we're in the early 60s, and in fact we're with guitarist Charlie Bird, who went to Brazil and heard the then unknown Antonio Carlos Jobim. He played Jobim records for tenor sax legend Stan Getz, and they got Kater Betts and two drummers to go to the All Souls Unitarian Church in Washington DC and created the first Bossa Nova samba record in the United States. It included the monster hit Desafinado. It changed jazz forever, and for years every jazz player tried to imitate it, and became the best-selling jazz album of the decade. It was the number one hit of the Billboard jazz, pop and rock charts at the same time, and no other jazz album, not even Kind of Blue, has ever achieved that. So let's hear that monster hit, Desafinado.
Thank you.
A seminal version there of the tune Desafinado by Stan Getz, tenor saxophone, and Charlie Bird guitar. And it's from their 1962 album on Verve Records called Jazz Samba. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 90.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s to the present day. And we've been featuring today a wonderful album by the Neil Cowley Trio. It's called Spacebound Apes and it was released just last month. The trio comprises Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Herron bass, and it's a concept album, an interplanetary concept album even, follows the fortunes of American President Abraham Lincoln. And this particular tune is a brief offering, but beautiful nonetheless, called The Return of Lincoln. I like that a lot. It's the Neil Cowley Trio and a tune called The Return of Lincoln from their album Spacebound Apes, just released last month. And you heard Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Herron bass. It's well worth checking out the rest of that album if you like what you've heard. Today on In The Moment we're also featuring songs by American-French singer Madeleine Peyrou. And we've featured some tunes from her new release, which is called Secular Hymns, plus songs from previous albums. We're going to go now to her fourth solo album, which was reviewed as the album in which her potential was truly found. She sings vintage tunes by W.C. Handy, Hank Williams, as well as contemporary songs by Leonard Cohen, Elliot Smith, and her own compositions. And her producer, Larry Klein, who worked with Joni Mitchell and Sean Colvin, weaves strands of acoustic blues, country ballads, classic jazz torch songs, and pop into a vibrant fabric that has been both timeless and thoroughly up-to-date, with Peyrou's arresting vocals always front and centre. The album's called Careless Love. It was released in 2004, and this is one of my favourite tunes. It's called Dance Me to the End of Love.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the me to the end of love.
A beautiful song called Dance Me to the End of Love from Madeleine Peru's 2004 album Careless Love. I finish off our review of her songs in the wake of her recent release, Secular Hymns. Well, that's almost it from In the Moment today. Thank you so much for your company. I do hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I have. Until next time, do have a good week. Let's finish this time with a wonderful tune from piano extraordinaire Chick Corea and vibes player Gary Burton from their album Duet Suite, showing the influence of Corea's Spanish roots. This is La Fiesta. Thank you.
Yeah.